Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. Coming to you live from London, England. It's a little different, this show, because it's actually 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's 10 a.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. We have an awesome show for you today. I'm your host, Martina DeGoot. My co-host, Kimberly Britt, unfortunately, is attending a memorial service for a family member today. So we just want to send out condolences and prayers to both Kimberly and her family. Joining me today is Selena Singh, who is a board-certified nutritionist. She also happens to be one our adjunct instructor for Healthy Explosion's Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs. And to find out more about the programs, you could visit healthyexplosion.com, .net, .co.uk to either sign up or just gain more information on the courses. I just want to let you know that please be advised that topics discussed on our show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care. So always, always consult your physician or healthcare provider before changing your diet or exercise routine. And definitely do not stop taking your medication unless advised to do so by your physician. Today's show topic is going to be on vitamin D. Vitamin D is a very essential and necessary vitamin that our body needs, and many, many people are often deficient in that area. So we want to bring to you information today that will not only let you know what vitamin D happens to be, but also what its purposes are, and also what happens if you're deficient in that area. Now, we're also expecting one of our regular guests, Dr. Kyle Fogel, who is an expert in natural medicine and chiropractic services, to be here today, but he was unfortunately also not able to join us, but he will be back with us at some future date. Selena, good afternoon. I keep saying good afternoon because I'm actually here in London, and it is afternoon, but it's 10 a.m. your time.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me here. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, thank you for accepting such a last-minute invitation to be on the show.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate, you're very welcome. Really appreciate, just you being here today. Now, share with the audience a little bit about your background. I know you are a registered nutritionist, so just share with us a little bit about your background.
So I'm a certified nutrition specialist, and I got my master's in science in 2010, so it's been a few years since I've been practicing. I worked under a pharmacist who also did integrative practice as well, using nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals in combination. And I also worked under a bariatrician So the goal there was to help people, help the obese population avoid bariatric surgery and creating meal plans and supplements to help them, you know, lose weight, maintain that weight loss, and, you know, teach them about the foundations of nutrition, teach them about just food in general, how, you know, how it should be eaten, when it should be eaten, and food combinations, which are really important. And just having people avoid bariatric surgery, because what I learned from the bariatrician that I worked for was that, you know, people have the surgery and then 3 years later they have all these complications because of it. And so, right. You know, we help so many people avoid the surgery and maintain their health, and it was just a really good feeling. And so, you know, I take that into my practice as well, helping people with, you know, either weight loss or helping them with their health issues. So that's kind of where my direction.
That's awesome. And, yeah, I happen to know a couple of people personally who had that surgery, and it really did not turn out very well. And, Dan, I know your heart for, you know, health and wellness, especially holistic health, and you know, my passion as well is to, you know, just to educate and show people options without having to, you know, get to such drastic measures as having the surgery. I know years ago they were very, very dangerous, so to speak, and there were a lot of, side effects from it. And this one person that I know, oh, my God, I felt so bad. She suffered so long. It was just unbearable, and my God. But once when I met her, she had already had the surgery, and she was just really suffering from the complications of that. So I do understand. Ooh, oh, boy.
Yeah, we had a lot of patients like that, just had the surgery years ago and would keep coming back with issues, you know, digestive issues and, you know, malabsorption issues, and they weren't eating properly, and they weren't getting their nutrients from their food because they could only eat such small amounts. You know,
right.
They were feeling very unwell.
Yes. Oh boy. Well, today we're having this really interesting discussion on vitamin D, and you know, I think vitamin. Well, it's called the sunshine vitamin because
right.
You know, it naturally occurs from the sun. And one of the things that I found out through my research was that, you know, vitamin D, of course, it's best to get it naturally, but we're not always able to for whatever reasons. It could be religious reasons, cultural reasons, or even the fact that we may be, people with a darker pigmentation, like melanin in their skin, vitamin D does not really absorb well. And do you also know that people who are obese cannot really absorb vitamin D naturally for the body? Yeah. So
yeah.
That's a big factor. So it could be, let's just take someone that, you know, is actually, you know, overweight, considered obese. And even if they're in the sun or taking vitamin D supplement, it really does not absorb the way it should because,
right.
of, you know, and that just makes sense because if it's the sunshine vitamin and it's absorbed skin naturally by the sun and there's so much fat, I'm sure the absorption is going to be reduced and blocked.
Completely. Right.
Yeah, that just makes sense. But vitamin D... It's an essential vitamin required by the body for proper absorption of calcium, also bone development, control of cell growth, neuromuscular functioning, as well as proper immune functioning, and also it helps in alleviating inflammation in the body. So you see, it's a very, very essential vitamin, and so many people are vitamin D deficient. Now, some of the deficiencies that result from vitamin D is rickets. Are you familiar with rickets?
I am, and so it's primarily in children, and in the 1930s is when they started to add fortified foods with vitamin D, because the bones weren't what they were finding in children were the bone tissues weren't properly hardening, and it was resulting in softening of bones, they had bone softening. And so they end up fortifying the foods with vitamin D to prevent that from happening.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bones, it's basically where the bones fail to develop properly.
Right.
And deficiencies, again, also weaken the immune system. And it also increases cancer risk,
right.
As well as poor hair growth. You know, sometimes, because, you know, there are times when the hair may grow, but you could tell it's unhealthy. It could be where, you know, a person is vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, that actually happened to me.
It was, sorry?
I actually had that problem with last year, actually. You know, I had some issues.
Wow.
My hair wasn't growing and it was falling, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I went to have a blood test done and found out that my vitamin D levels were so low. You know,
wow.
I work indoors. I work in an office all day long, and you know, barely saw the sunlight. And so, it never even occurred to me that I would be vitamin D deficient. And I had my blood work done, and it came back, and I was shocked by it, and started therapy to bring the levels up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so common because there is something that people don't think about,
mm-hmm.
but. It's needed. We need vitamin D. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm having my first show here in London. And, you know, London, you know the weather. You're always talking about the weather being gloomy and there's not a whole
rainy.
Lot of sunshine. So, I mean, I haven't done research in that area, but I'm curious to find out the percentage or the demographics of people who are actually vitamin D deficient here in the UK. That could be a follow-up show. If someone is listening and they happen to know the answers, maybe they could call in.
I think I read an article that, you know, one of the factors that affects the absorption of vitamin D is cloud cover, and it reduces absorption by about 50%.
Wow.
Yeah, even smog as well. So big polluted
mm-hmm.
cities, even smog reduces that percentage as well.
Yes. My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. So, again, and another thing that's very interesting is that, you know, in some cultures, a certain religion, the skin,
mm-hmm.
they really don't show the skin. The only thing that show you could see are the eyes.
Right.
And so the body is completely separated from the sun. And that also contributes, again, that's, you know, to a lack of naturally occurring vitamin D. So that if they're not really getting vitamin D supplemented, and that's an area that can really create serious problems.
So
we really have to be, you know, just cognizant of what our body needs and make sure that we address that before it turns into something serious or even fatal.
Right.
Because you know, the smallest things can result into fatal outcomes. So we just have to make sure that we stay on top of that. And that's one of the reasons I love what we're doing with the global online holistic courses. It's a way of educating individuals on their body, understanding the body. So, and
right.
I'm excited that you're on board too. That's just really exciting.
Thank you. I'm
really
excited to be here.
Really exciting. Also, a couple of things. Vitamin D is oil soluble, and it requires fat intake to properly absorb it.
Right.
So, and it's, of course, it's naturally found in fish oil, fatty fish, and small amounts in beef liver, cheese, egg, yolk, and certain mushrooms. Now, for those who are vegans or, you know, don't eat dairy or meat, then definitely we need to take our fish oil. And you can find really good fish oil, like the D3.
Yep.
By the way, I'm just curious, Selena, and you mentioned that you are vitamin D deficient. What type of D vitamins are you taking? Or are you taking vitamins, or how are you increasing your vitamin D levels?
Well, you know, the advice to me from my medical doctor was to increase my dairy. And I'm actually, you know, I don't have anything against dairy, but I don't use it. Because it flares up my eczema. I think I have allergies, and you know, my itchy eyes, runny nose, and so I don't do very well with dairy. And I think that's the advice that's sort of been given out is just, oh, you know, increase your dairy.
Right.
But you know, if you're someone who can't break down that food, then you're not absorbing it, so it's not going to do you any good.
Right.
And that's what I found for me. It wasn't working for me. And so what I started to do was just take D3 drops. I was taking cod liver oil, and I was taking some fish oil for different reasons. And so I wasn't – when I looked at how much I was getting, I wasn't taking enough. And so I supplemented with a vitamin D3 drops. You know, and I would eat – you know, let's say I made some guacamole, I would put a couple of drops in my guacamole because it needs that fat to be absorbed.
Right.
It's a
right.
fat-soluble vitamin, so it needs the transfer to be absorbed, and that's how I would take mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. That's interesting, too. I like avocado, so that's, you know, that's a great way. And even sometimes... I will have, like, almond butter.
Yeah, oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And they have the ones that are in the little packets. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
No.
I get them in Atlanta. Yeah, they're in a small, disposable packet.
Oh, interesting.
And they're great for taking on the go. I tell you, I went to, oh, guess what? Whole Foods is all over London. I'm so excited.
Really?
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm still waiting for one in my area.
So I was really excited about that. Went there this morning, actually, and looking for those, you know, little packets of almond butter and really could not, you know, locate them at all. And they said that they didn't have those, so it was just a bottle. The bottle is great. It's just at lunch. Oh, you can't really be carrying around a bottle with, you know.
Exactly.
So that doesn't work very well. But, yeah, though I love those packets. You know, they're great. I mean, I brought some with me, but, you know, they're gone now. But,
yeah.
And, you know, now the thing about nuts or even, you know, the nut butter is that it's fattening because it's fat. So if you're challenged with wanting to maintain a certain weight, then you don't want to eat too much of it. But, of course, you know, we do need to have our good fat. So that's,
yeah.
You know,
we definitely need some fat in the diet.
Yes, yes, yes. And another way as well, too, would be just to, if you even have in olive oil, you know, like you can take olive oil and then put in, you know, dress it up with maybe a little ground garlic and okay, that may not be the best thing if you're on the go with fresh garlic, but you know, olive oil is also great. Sometimes I just drink maybe a little olive oil because it's very good for cleaning out the gallbladder as well. But anyhow, those are just different ways that you can actually get your vitamin D. And again, as we mentioned, it does require fat in order for it to be absorbed.
Right.
Okay, vitamin D can also by be consumed by taking, as you mentioned also, cod liver oil, fish. Also caviar. You know, raw fish is also another is another great form of vitamin D. But you know, as we know, caviar can be very, very expensive.
Yes, it's not that great if you're on a budget.
Yeah, and you know, they're fish eggs,
right.
They're called, you know, considered a delicacy. So the less costly option would be sushi. But you have to also be very careful with sushi because a lot of fish now contains mercury.
Yes.
And so that's not always, you know, the best option.
And
a
lot of restaurants even use farm-raised fish.
Yes, which is even worse. So if you're going to have sushi, make sure you prepare it yourself. Wild caught salmon, I think it's the best. It's the best. You know, it's a little bit more expensive, but it's really worth it
because you are getting higher amounts of EPA and DHA versus farm raised fish. So you are paying, you know, a couple of dollars more per pound, but you're getting more of the health benefits out of it. So it's worth that extra cost because, you know, you can, if you're not getting as much EPA DHA, then you're shortchanging yourself.
True. And then it creates other problems. So it's best to, as I said, know your numbers, know what your metabolic rates are.
Right.
And make sure that you address any deficiencies. Don't just take for granted. And you know what? Something I find very fascinating is if you ask the average person, well, do you take a fish oil? And they'll say, nope. Then you start asking, well, do you eat fish? No, I mean, because there are people that will have fish and it's fried, dried. And we're talking about the type of fish, you know, that you're going to get the benefit from it. Like,
right,
exactly. You know, the wild-caught salmon. Yeah, that's the best. Wild-caught fish is the best. And so it's very, very important to make sure that, you know, you are doing that. It's just, again, definitely. But something else I was going to ask. Oh, now you've heard the saying we all have: too much of a good thing is bad for you.
Yes,
that's, you know, we need to balance. Now, if you have too much vitamin D, it can also cause the bone to absorb too much calcium, which can ultimately lead to the risk of heart attacks and kidney stones. So you want to, again, this is why we do things in moderation and not overdo. According to, you know, you have your U.S. daily values for various vitamins and nutrients.
Right.
They're saying approximately 600 IUs of vitamin D, but actually, you know, and I'm not contradicting, I just know that, you know, in the holistic and integrated world, we go by different chartings because what the daily values are not typically what the body needs, and I think it's more on an individual basis.
The RDA is based on, I think it's 5 to 30 minutes of sun exposure from 10 to 3 twice a week where you're observing the sun from your face, arms, legs, and back. But, you know, I know for me personally, I was telling you that I had low vitamin D. I wasn't even getting that. You know, you're working 5 days a week in an office. It's really hard to get out between 10 and 3. That's really a busy time of the day. And for me, I wasn't getting that. So I think when I created my protocol for bringing up my vitamin D levels, I was taking, you know, a higher amount than the recommended 600 IUs, as you were saying.
And so do I. And even though I'm out of the Atlanta area and we do get a lot of sun, but again, we're not always out in the sun.
Right.
Tasted in the summer, it's very hot there. Not even the summer. I mean, we've had 85 degree temperatures so far this year.
Already?
So, you know, yeah, already.
Oh, my goodness. We're barely breaking 70 today in New York.
Well, let's see. I think we're maybe 50 here in London. I believe it's about 50 degrees. I have to do the conversion, but I think it's about 50 degrees. So it's not bad at all. And as a matter of fact, the sun I just saw peek through the window, and it's gone. It was a flash second. So, you know, definitely today not going to get the recommended.
Yeah, today's not a good vitamin D day.
Right. dosage of vitamin D.
Interestingly, you say through the window. You know, just so everyone knows, you can't actually absorb vitamin D through a glass. So,
true.
You know, that's one other thing to note. Yeah, it has to be direct skin contact.
Direct skin contact. And there's also something to note, that there are times of the day when the rays of the sun is very dangerous. So the best sun would be, I think, early in the morning, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But around, the first sun when it comes out, that's usually, I think, the best sunlight to get. You know, first thing in the morning. And I think also, again, I think that, and if research serves me correctly, you know, when you have the damaging rays, I think it's around, is it 3 o'clock in the afternoon or mid-afternoon?
Between
when
like,
the sun peaks. Does that be right?
Where it's most damaging, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's sometime around, like, 12 to 2 or something like that is when the sun's at its highest.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not a time that I'm ever out, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so, you know, we missed that altogether. So just saying it's good to be out and, you know, getting the sun. And let's face it, even if you're living in a sunny place, as you mentioned, you may be in an office environment all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you come in first thing in the morning and you're leaving sometime when the sun is going down. So
Definitely
you're not going to be getting the required amount of vitamin D. So there again, it's very necessary to supplement, you know, and eat the right food as well.
Exactly.
You know?
And always have your levels checked so you know where you're starting from. I think that was my issue, is I needed to know where I was starting in order to create a protocol to get it to the optimal levels.
Yes. Yes. That's very, 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 very important.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to note is also that not only will, you know, having the right amount of vitamin D help your overall health, but it's great in terms of the skin. You could start to see, you know, you look at some people and you say, oh my God, their skin is so, you know, looks so well. You can, you know, you just look at it and you can see the health
and vitality in it. Yeah,
you know, and through the eyes. So that's also a way, you know, a great way to make sure that we're doing the right things for us. And everybody is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
No two people are the same. So we have different needs, and it's very, very important to make sure that we are addressing those needs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you see your clients on a regular basis who have, you know, various type of nutritional imbalances. What would you say are the most common imbalances that you've run across with your clients?
I thought vitamin D is definitely a big one, because, you know, everyone is wearing sunscreen, and you can't absorb vitamin D if you're wearing sunscreen. So that's always a big issue. But I also see other vitamins, like B vitamins, people are always low in. You know, people who are on acid blockers, they're not absorbing B12, and they're feeling very tired, not eating the right foods. So I feel, that's also deficiency, I see, and vitamin A as well.
Yeah.
That's also another big one.
Yes, yes. Especially B12.
Exactly.
Yeah, B12. You know, there's a cofactor in vitamin B12 that the body cannot produce. And so it's very important that it be supplemented.
Mm-hmm.
one of the ways of, you know, a lot of time people who eat meat, especially red meat, they can actually, you know, they're getting vitamin B12 from that. But there are people, you know, like myself and so many others who, you know, are not meat eaters, vegan or vegetarian. And so really have to, again, be very, very careful. Even with the vitamin D, you know, because people who are not taking any dairy or you know, fish may resist, you know, actually taking a vitamin B capsules or the supplement. But it's very important. And, you know, the drops are great because those D3 drops are also very good. It goes right into the bloodstream, so that's even better.
And you know, just to touch on what you're saying is, you know, when you're not getting things for your food as, you know, as we should, and we supplement, we have to take the right supplements as well, because there's so many supplements on the market. And, you know, the part of the counseling I do is to show people on the labels what not to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain ingredients and certain fillers that you just don't want. And
true.
So it's also counseling people on which supplements they should be, which, you know, which types they should be using.
Right. And because a lot of people, you can walk into a dollar store or any of the stores and you'll find supplements. But it doesn't necessarily mean you should be buying those.
Yeah.
And, you know,
exactly.
Sometimes you'll see them, they're $2-3.
Right, exactly.
But you look at the ingredients, my God, that's not something you really want to be, you know.
You could be doing more harm than good with that. So that's also another area that needs to be discussed.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow, time is really going by. We're going to take just a short break and we'll be back.
Welcome to Healthy Explosions Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment, offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30-minute Skype consultation with a specialist or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina Begut, and joining me today is my very special co-host and guest for today, Selena Singh. Welcome back, Selena. Thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are very, 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 very welcome. We were talking about vitamin D and the supplements that you should not buy and why it's important to have good quality supplementation in the area of nutrition to your diet. You know, we deserve the very best in terms of good nutrition, and not just in food, but also in what we're supplementing our daily food intake with. Don't buy your vitamins from just because it's inexpensive from a store that you just walk in who sells everything, and then all of a sudden you look over and, oh, there's some vitamin D, let me pick it up. Because some of those vitamins have so much filler. Have you noticed that?
I have, and they actually, you know, you're not absorbing. You're absorbing those, you know, and there are, I've seen some vitamins that have ingredients in them that should only be applied topically, not ingested. But they're in those vitamins.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, if you're going to make an investment in your health and make an investment in products that you buy, whether it's food or supplements, the initial investment will pay off in the long term. And you'll have this optimal health for some, you know, for years and years. And you'll be able to prevent disease.
True. So true. So true.
You know, so like you said, don't buy them at the dollar store.
No, not at all. And I think a lot of people stay away from eating healthy or even going to the health food store because they automatically make up in their mind that it's very expensive, so they're not going to, you know, they can't afford it.
And, you know, what I tell people, and, you know, when I started to clean out my cupboards in my mid-20s was, you know, cleaning out, you know, the things I'm no longer buying are not costing me any money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm switching to healthier foods and things that are promoting health and keeping me, you know, healthy and vital. So I'm spending my money in different areas. So I find that I'm spending about the same money. I'm just buying different things.
Yes, true. And I'm glad that's a nice segue into, you know, just ways people can save money. Because, you know, I've been involved with health and wellness for quite a while, and I want to not just eat the right foods, but also what I put on my skin is very important.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I look for the what I call top-of-the-line, you know, good products in terms of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about maybe 6 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, one of the shows touched on that as well, carbon monoxide. I actually was exposed to it and experienced tremendous dryness in my skin, which is what it does, actually.
Right.
Part of one of the things it does. Anyhow, I went to have a really good facial where I was, you know, they were not just a regular facial, but, you know, they're really applying nutrients to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And when the esthetician was finished, she suggested, she said, "My God, Martina, your skin has just like really changed in just a couple of months." At that time, we didn't really know what was going on. But anyway,
right.
It could have been a longer than 6 weeks now, I think, because time goes by so quickly. But anyhow, to make a long story short, she was recommending that, you know, she says, "I have this product, it's milk, made out of milk."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Milk." But it was, you know, it was really pricey, and I'd already spent money, you know, in having this really
the treatment done.
The treatment done.
Yeah.
So I said, well, maybe, you know, I'll do that another time, because we all are trying to, you know, be cognizant of what we spend and so forth.
Oh, absolutely.
So I said, well, tell me, what can I do, you know, in the interim? And she said to me, she said, "Use milk on your face." I said, "Really? I don't drink milk." But she said, buttermilk. She said, "Go to the store and get buttermilk." Because, you know, buttermilk has lactic acid. And
right, which naturally exfoliates the skin.
Exactly. And so I said, "Buttermilk." She said, "Yes." She said, "Don't ever wash your face." So she said, "Wash your face in milk." And she said something very, 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 very interesting. She said, "You know, ancient Egypt, and they used milk. They used to bathe in milk."
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. She said, "They used to bathe in milk." And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's true. But, you know, at first when she said buttermilk, because, you know, that's something that you would consume. So why not put it
right
on your skin?
Right, exactly.
So immediately, Selena, I went to the store and I picked up a half a gallon of buttermilk. It cost me, I think it was maybe less than $3.
Exactly.
And I used that to wash my face. I noticed an immediate difference.
Really? I'm going to
try that.
Because
there's fat. It's fat. Now, don't go and buy the one that's fat-free.
Right, because, yeah, that defeats the purpose, right?
That's the case. You want the fat. You don't want the fat removed.
Right.
And so I started washing my face. And, you know, the dryness and everything that I was experiencing, in no time at all, it had disappeared. It was amazing. And then she said, okay, so I said, well, I have very sensitive skin, so what would I put on? Because my skin at that point was really very damaged from the dryness and so
right.
forth. It was very dry. So she suggested using a light oil. Just very light. She said, just a little tip. And so she suggested almond oil. Now, almond oil actually holds in moisture. So,
yes.
Humectant. You know, my facial treatment now has gone from spending quite a bit of money on, you know, really good facial wash to using buttermilk just to wash my face. And also, if you want to go, if you want to do a little mask, she said just put a tablespoon of honey and mix in it, put it on your face and let it sit and then just rinse it off with, you know, tepid water and just put a little of the moisturizer on, the almond oil. And it's done great. And also, it helps to remove blemishes.
It does. And it's so funny you say that because my I do a face mask like twice a week, and it's honey and orange juice, a fresh squeezed orange.
That's awesome.
And it's, just compliment me. And I used to get microdermabrasion done. I used to get facials done, and it wasn't helping. It was just drying out my skin, discoloring it even more. And this, a bottle of honey costs like maybe $5. You know, and microdermabrasion is quite pricey. And so I'm saving so much money on just doing these household things that I never would have thought of.
Yes. There's so many things that we can do to really... and of course, we all want to save money, but that's great. And you don't have to worry about anything but one ingredient.
Yeah, exactly.
Just buttermilk, you know, because a lot of people love buttermilk. They'll use buttermilk in different things. So that's really a great way of saving some money. So for those listening now, we've just given you some ideas of saving money so you can buy the better quality nutrients to replace the money that in place of the money that you'd be spending on those, you know, really expensive facial creams. Nothing against, you know, getting those things. I don't say I would never, because they do have good products on the market. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I'm just sold on the buttermilk and the almond oil.
Yeah, that's great for the winter up here in the north, because your skin gets so dry. And your hands and your face are just exposed to the wind, and it just dries you. And it doesn't matter how much lotion you put on or how much whatever you put on, it's still dry. Your lips are dry, and it's, you know, and I add almond oil to my lip gloss to help keep it keep my lips from chapping.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and it helps.
No, I haven't done that, but that's a great idea.
One quick thing I discovered over the winter was to add a couple of drops of almond oil to my lip gloss.
That's good. That's a good idea. Very good idea. Yeah, but almond oil, it holds in moisture really, really well. So that's really a good thing. Wow, there's just so much, you know, that we can do to really improve our health, and you know, because the skin is the largest cell in our body.
Yeah, and it's it's important for detox as well. It's a major detox organ.
Major,
have to keep it healthy.
So we have to keep it healthy, and if you have toxins, you know, lurking on the inside, then it's trying to get out. You know, because the thing is, the body wants to, you know, expel whatever toxin is there, but sometimes it has no escape route.
Right. I mean, the body constantly wants to repair itself. It's constantly looking for health. And so, you know, and your skin is a reflection of what's on the inside. So if you have, you know, natural, glowing, beautiful skin, it means your insides are healthy.
Yes, it does. And the eyes also are a great indicator of good health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said the eyes are the mirror, is the mirror to the soul, but yeah, really, you can look at a person's eyes almost and tell. We're not diagnosing, but you can, but just by looking at the eyes, just, you know, see where there's some deficiencies and so forth.
Yeah.
you know, going on. This is why I love what we do, Selena, because, number one, I know those listening can hear our passion for health and wellness and
Absolutely.
Really wanting to make a difference in other people's lives. And this is exactly why, you know, I'm doing this show and why, you know, we're doing this, the Understanding Your Body program, because it's so key, and without knowledge, we perish. So it's so important to have that information, personalized information about oneself, and be able to provide the body with what it needs. Because if not, you know, we're in trouble.
You're absolutely
right. You know,
not only
do we have, you know, all the chemicals and so forth that are in the food and the fruits and vegetables that are grown, but you also have, you know, all the toxins in the environment.
Just breathing in the air and drinking the water, you know, it's very toxic. We need to find other ways to promote health to balance it.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. And, and there's so many things that we could do naturally, too. That's so key. I picked up sprouting a while ago, and I love sprouts because they're are you a big sprouts fan, or do you sprout?
I don't actually.
Are you a fan of sprouts, or are you just, yeah?
No, you know, I haven't. I've tried it, and it wasn't something that worked well for me, I don't think.
Yeah, that has happened. And then you can also, buy them already sprouted. Sometimes I sprout quite a bit, and other times, you know, like today, I just picked some up at the Whole Foods store. Well, but, you know, it wouldn't really be convenient to be sprouting right now anyway. But, yeah, so those are good. You get, you know, all live enzymes.
Right, exactly.
You know, so raw foods are great. But getting back to vitamin D, again, that is so essential. Oh, also progesterone. We did a show on progesterone as well when we were going through a hormone series, maybe 6-7 segments that, prior to this show. And we were talking about progesterone. And vitamin D is also very important in terms of, I said in some instances, it's almost considered a hormone, vitamin D, because it works in conjunction with progesterone. So, again, you know, if your vitamin D level is low, it could also affect your progesterone levels. So it's just so much to know about one's body, and I know people sometimes become overwhelmed. That's why we're not really trying to force anyone to take the class. It's just that when you understand what your body needs, it makes life so much easier. Because there's so much out on the internet, wouldn't you say? There's so much misinformation out there.
There's so much information out there, and there are some good points, and I think there are some ones that are just really, really incorrect and misleading, and like you said, if you have an understanding, if you have a good foundation, things become a lot easier. It's easier to understand what you're reading. It's easier to say, oh, I know that. That's completely true. That's completely false. You know,
right.
it's really easy to see the differences in information and take what you need and leave what you don't.
Yes.
So if you have the good starting point, you have the foundation, you understand your body, you know, what your specific needs are specific to you, you know where to go. You know what information you need to get and what you need to do to make it better.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's so true. And then nobody can really fool you. You know, you become your own personal,
your advocate.
Personal wellness. Coach.
Yeah.
You know, you work,
with,
you work with an experienced nutrition coach to teach you to, you know, about your body. Once you understand about your body, now you become empowered. It's just like going to school, you know.
Right, exactly.
Go to school to learn so that we can become empowered to do our jobs. you know, effectively, or
yeah,
you know, and be able to manage in life. Well,
yeah.
You
know, I read an article that you know, the average person gets about 7 minutes with their doctor. You know, and if you don't go with information, you don't go fully informed, you have to, how can you make the most of those 7 minutes?
That's true.
So, you know, the more valuable information you have, you can go in there and be your own advocate and say, you know, these are the issues and this is what I know. How can we make it work?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Again, because there are a lot of doctors who, I'm not saying that, let me just clarify that. Doctors, I guess the traditional doctors, get how much nutrition? Very little, less than, I don't even think it's one full term of nutrition. They just
I think these days it's about 6 weeks, I think.
My God. That's not enough to understand.
It's not enough time.
No, not at all. And, you know, that's something they've admitted. So I would really recommend, you know, for any physician to actually go back, take those classes, start, understand the digestive system. You know, even endocrinologists, you know, it's still where it's traditionally based. And until
mm-hmm.
you incorporate it with functional, and I say functional nutrition and functional medicine, which is integrated, then, you know, you're looking at just different components instead of looking at the whole. And
right.
The program, you know, the Healthy Explosion concept is based on, you have all of these different, like a subset within
mm-hmm.
the whole. So it makes, you know, we're not just focusing on one system. We're focusing on all systems together, including the brain. So when you complete the program, you understand what works for you. Because things are different. You know, for instance, take bell peppers.
Mm-hmm.
I can digest the red and the oranges, the orange ones.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, the green ones actually cause a bit of irritation and, you know, it caused me to burn. So
which makes sense because it's immature. It hasn't matured yet.
Exactly. So there's, you know, everybody has different needs and it's so important to understand what your body needs and then address those needs accordingly. Rather than taking that cookie-cutter approach. It's the same thing to diets, you know. People will – there's so many diets on the market.
There are so many diets.
The ultimate goal – yeah, there are. I've lost track. I'm sure there may be thousands. It's just, you know.
It's overwhelming, too. It
really is.
You know.
And that's how people feel. You know, people who generally want to lose weight, want to do something about being healthier, but there's
mm-hmm.
so much information in terms of what to do to lose weight.
Yes,
this,
how do you choose?
Has a right, and so diets don't work. Diet, D-I-E-T, diet, you know, being on a diet is like almost dying.
It doesn't work. Because if it worked, literally, we would all be skinny. We'd all be healthy. It doesn't work.
So, you know, just really, really need to be more, I'd say, listen more to our bodies and give it what it needs. And coming back to vitamin D, would you believe we only have a few more moments left? This was really a great segment. And time, I don't know, is it just me, but the minutes and the hours just seem to be going by so quickly.
They go faster and faster these days. I remember when I was younger, it took forever to have a birthday, and now they just keep coming.
So guess what? That means we are not actually getting older, you know, because time is moving so fast. So, but getting back to vitamin D, and, you know, you mentioned that vitamin D, one of the big deficiency that you come across. And I guess it is, because that's one of the things that, you know, researchers have pointed out, that so many people are vitamin D deficient, and which, you know, just creates a host of other problems as well.
Exactly. So now, what would you say are optimal levels for vitamin D?
The optimum, well, they're saying 600, but the optimum level now, they said if you go beyond, I think, 40,000 IU, then, you know, it would be too much. So I guess the optimal, they're saying, is somewhere between, like, the 10,000 to 10 to 15,000
IU. Yeah, I think everyone has a different level they need to be at to get their numbers up to the right.
Levels.
Yeah.
To the right.
To get their numbers amount, yeah.
Exactly. And this is why I, you know, you can't really just say take X amount, because you may not need X.
Yeah. Right.
This
exactly.
is why, again, we need those metabolic testing.
Yeah, and a customized approach.
And saliva testing, of course, blood is great, but to check certain things, you need that saliva testing, especially if it's hormone related, because, you know, our body is on a circadian clock.
Yeah, and your hormones fluctuate throughout the day.
Depending on the time of the day, you know, our bodies do different things. And let's just take cortisol. If you're checking for cortisol and you're drawing the blood in the morning, well, the cortisol levels are going to change, you know, depending on the time of the day and what your stress level is.
Yeah,
so
it needs
to get an accurate reading of a person's cortisol level, you need to monitor it for a 24-hour period.
Exactly.
And, or the person would have to have 4 to 5 different blood draws. Now, nobody's going to do that. For what? Who wants to be sick so many times?
I know I don't.
No, neither do I. I'm not a fan of, you know, injections at all. Thank God. I just, even when you go to get your, you know, blood work done, and I always say, well, I'm sorry. I'm a baby where that's concerned. I don't like, you know, having to have my blood, you know, just my veins being poked.
You know, I always ask for the child needle.
Yeah, that's good. I have my veins are very, you know, they can see them, so that's a good thing. But it doesn't matter. It still hurts. Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, if you're testing hormones, you definitely want to test saliva, because they will fluctuate, you know, during the course of the day. And for women, they fluctuate, you know, throughout the month.
Yes. Yes, they do. They really do. This has been such an awesome show. I really enjoyed having you on today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed being
here. You know, Kimberly will be back next Saturday, and I know she's going to enjoy as much as I have having you on the show. And yeah, that's great. And so we'll have you doing two things. You're the instructor on the training, but then, you know, everything works together for the good. So
exactly, just like the body, everything works together.
Yeah, yes, it does. So that's awesome. Any last point you'd like to make, or something you'd like to share?
You know, just definitely get your levels checked of vitamin D. It's something that goes that gets missed so often, and it, you know, all the symptoms that people have. It's just some of these things are detailed, and you do need to fix them. But knowing where your starting point is so important to getting to where you need to be, and getting those levels checked is an important part of that.
Yes.
You know, and so it all starts with, you know, seeing where you are, you know, hormonally and with all your levels. And so to get all your nutrients and to get to where you need to be for optimal health, you do need to have a starting point. So it's an investment in your health. It's for long term. We all need to be our own advocates.
Yes, that's true. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Again, this has been really, really good. I really enjoyed today. Just it's different, because I'm, you know, I'm used to being in Atlanta and here now for a little while in London. This is good. This is really good. I didn't know
how it
was going to work out, especially with communication and so forth. But I think it was. I think it's a good show. And I just want to say quickly, on the 23rd, here in London, I'm actually going to be holding a free holistic seminar. I know this is probably more so for those that are listening in you know, the London area.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so if you or someone you know is struggling with weight, stress, hormonal problems, diabetes, obesity, or just want to improve your health, then definitely this seminar is for you. And you can gain more information by visiting healthyexplosion.com.net or .co.uk. And there is actually a link where you can download the information on the homepage. It was really wonderful, Selena. Thank you for joining me today. There is the clock letting me
Thank
know
you
that we're
so
at the
much.
End of the program. And again, thank you very much. I am Martina Degut, your host, and joining me today was Selena Singh. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, Selena. And
you
we'll
too.
Follow.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
Bye
everyone.
Now.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook. Those are successful.